A new study shows mushrooms and other fungi could help fight global warming in boreal forests in Alaska and around the world. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The study results were the exact opposite of what scientists had predicted. Stephen Allison of the University of California, Irvine, is the lead author of the report. He and colleagues were interested in understanding how climate change would affect ecosystems in northern latitudes like Alaska.
And we were wondering if the increasing temperatures might cause microorganisms and fungi to increase their activity in the soil, and because they're involved in converting carbon from the soil into carbon dioxide, we were wondering if that would cause a greater release of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere.
The researchers studied a forest plot near Fairbanks. They built a greenhouse that allowed them to trap heat and slowly warm the soil. Then they watched and compared the results to a similar patch of ground nearby. Allison calls what happened quite surprising.
What we found was that the warming led to drier soils. So fungi, yeah, maybe they like it warmer, but they also need to have enough water to complete their metabolism. So the warming treatment also caused the soil to become drier, which is something we would expect to see if there's human-caused climate warming in that region. So I think that the warming combined with the drying resulted in conditions that were not favorable for these microorganisms.
By the end of the summer, the mushrooms in the greenhouse were half as active as the fungi in the control plot. And Allison says that could have important implications for climate change.
These fungi and their reduced activity under warming in these forests might actually cut us a break, give us a little bit longer to try to figure out what we should do about increasing atmospheric CO2 concentrations and the emissions that humans are causing. Because, you know, there's a big concern that the warming that we cause is going to cause even more CO2 release from these soils. But our results suggest that in some forests, that vicious cycle won't be quite as bad.
But Allison says it's still unclear how much the reduced fungi production could help slow the pace of global warming.
Whether it's going to be a substantial amount of reduction in carbon dioxide, or you know, if the other ecosystems in northern latitudes are going to just totally overwhelm this effect. But we've started to look at this question, and about 30% of the boreal forests around the world are similar to the one that we studied in Alaska. So we think that this could be a pretty substantial effect.
And even if having fewer mushrooms is good for global warming, their absence could cause problems for Alaska's forests, because in addition to releasing carbon dioxide, fungi help cycle nutrients through the soil.
If we, you know, eliminate these fungi or reduce their activity, that might reduce the ability of trees, the vegetation in the forest, to get the nutrients that they need from the soil.
As the planet warms, Allison says it's possible something else could move northward and fill the ecological niche of fungi. But that process hasn't been well studied. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.